views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
This is Colette Marie Stephan. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, live on the airwaves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and transformationradio.fm. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you are listening later. It is my pleasure to share life-transforming information and provide you with an opportunity to call in and delete energetic weaknesses to shift challenges into possibilities. We love to hear from you. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. On today's show, I am featuring a special guest for the first half of the show and will take calls from you in the second half. Today's guest is my fellow Life Sparks author, Petra Nicole, featured on page 35, her story, Comatose, which is now available at Amazon and will soon be out in ebook. Petra Nicole is a transformational story coach who helps you unravel your patterns so that you can live your highest potential. When you tell your story, you are able to see how the patterns have influenced the overall themes of your life and how your story has taught you specific life lessons. Petra studied psychology and art in London, has taught traditional Reiki and emotional processing to over 3,500 students worldwide. Comatose is one of the stories from Petra's memoir, Petra's Ashes, a transcendental journey. Growing up in the small village of Markt Schwaben in Germany and her near-death experience, the tragic death of her mother and realities of war, and how this led her to the masters of the Far East, shamans of North America and Mexico. Are you there, Petra?
I am here, Colette. Thank you for inviting me on your show.
It is such a pleasure to connect with you again. I so much enjoyed our interview on your show, Conversations with Petra.
Thank you.
Yeah. And, you know, we worked on this book together. We are both featured in the Life Sparks book, and we wanted to share stories of inspiration. So I really wanted to give you the floor. My listeners are used to calling in for the entire show, but I'm just going to take calls the second half here so that we can give you a chance to share your story. So, you know, tell us about yourself, Petra.
Well, I live in Oregon now and grew up in Bavaria. So when I was nine, I had this little accident. It was actually croup. I was a premature baby and had my lungs shut down, and my parents were quickly in town shopping and found me basically under the coffee table, and I was rushed to a hospital, which later I found out that was one of the main Nazi strongholds for testing and all kinds of crazy things. So that wasn't so great to be in that environment. And I was on the ceiling. By the time we got to the hospital, I was floating on the ceiling and looking around and seeing my body on the bed. And my mother was signing a contract outside of the room, and my dad was leaning over me and crying. And what was so interesting was this humming sound that I kept hearing, like an om sound almost, for the whole entire time I was floating around on the ceiling and wondering why my body was on the bed. And then suddenly I was propelled through this cloud-like tunnel and came out in this gigantic library. And the library was infinite. There were so many floors. Of course, later for some of you listeners who've been with you for a long time, Colette, they probably realize that that's the Akashic Record. But I was only 9 years old and didn't really know anything about those things. But it was so cool to be in that library with all these books, and it was beautiful. And the sound was still there, this Om sound. And then I saw the ancients or some older men standing in the corner with these cloaks on, and suddenly as I was looking at them, I was with them, and I stood in the circle with them together, and it was very normal, like I've always been there with them. It wasn't a surprise that I was suddenly there, and I recognized one of them as Yeshua or Christ, and he looked at me, and they were laughing. They were very funny. They were just making fun of me a little bit because I didn't want to go back. I was already bargaining and creating a whole debate with them how I could stay and not have to go back. And they looked in this book. One of them was holding this tethered old book, and he went to some certain pages and read from it and says, okay, what are we going to do with her this time? So where are we going to send her? So then the next morning I woke up back in the hospital, and I had only one memory, and that was during my time in the hospital. I woke up, my mother came in with my aunt and kissed me and stroked my hair, and I didn't want to open my eyes, and then they went all blank. I have no memory of the hospital at all. There's nothing, there's no recall on being in the hospital itself, except that I felt after I got home a disconnect from people in the family, and I felt I was a stranger in a strange land. That's how I felt.
Wow. You know, that's such an amazing experience, and to have that experience at such a young age, and, you know, that really, you know, led you to where you are now. Like, from what I've read about your journey is that you then moved to London, and what happened in London?
Well, at 11, I started looking for my teachers. I had a real problem with religion, with the Catholic Church. I obviously, you know, anybody that grew up in Bavaria at that time, you were either Protestant or Catholic, and I had such issues with the church, and I just thought the whole thing was funny. I mean, we had a local priest who was smelling of schnapps and cigars, you know, and we had to go into the confession stand. I thought I was in a Fellini movie, you know.
I was also raised Roman Catholic, and I used to dread the confession, because I used to think, well, you know, I was only 8 years old or 9 years old, and, you know, I didn't really know that I had done anything that was that horrible. And so I would be, you know, go in for confession, and I'd be like, telling a story. And then I'd be like, all laying in bed that night going, for sure I'm going to hell because, you know, I lied to a priest. And, like, having to come up with something that you did wrong, like when you're a little kid, you know, it's hard to sin so, you know, fatally, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I moved to London when I was 17. My mother passed away suddenly at 16, and I found her dead in the kitchen one morning after the day after my 16th birthday. And that just shattered me completely. And I had to step into the business and run the business that we had and take over everything. And so was thrown from being a child or a young teenager into being an adult very quickly. And a year later...
A horrifying experience to walk into the kitchen as a young girl like that. Mm-hmm. And to have that experience. We're going to be taking a quick break here. And when we come back, I'd like for you to share, you know, some more about that experience. And, you know, as storyteller, and you're a beautiful storyteller, it's interesting how the stories that we have about that come from our youth and come from our upbringing, how we can then use those stories to move forward in our life. And we're going to talk about that when, you know, just after we come back from this short break. You are listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen and my wonderful guests today, Petra and Nicole. When we return, we're going to continue with her story, and you can call in for the second half of the show if you would like some energetic shifts. 1-800-930-2819. Let's make some shift happen.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to The Michael Shane Show, the third Tuesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and connect with the ascended beings to raise your vibration and manifest the life you desire. Get ready to receive healing through the transphysical mediumship of Reverend Michael Shane and the ascended beings. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, Shane.com, and call 425-971-6632 to schedule your full healing session now.
Brand consultant and coach Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you are a person with a dream and unsure where to start, or a CEO of a successful company wondering what's next, Jen Morgan and the RAD method empowers you to play to your strengths and focus your competitive edge so you can show up in the world as your most powerful brand. Go to jenmorgan.com or call 206-972-5366.
Are you anxious, worried, or insecure? Hi, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub. I'm the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution. Join me for my next breakthrough video seminar, which starts on September 10th. This program has helped thousands of people worldwide to overcome their struggles with anxiety, and I'm certain it can also help you. If you're ready to be free again and have a stronger foundation of inner peace and confidence, visit The Fear and Anxiety Solution.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth Is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Beyond being this amazing neurologist, inventor, author, Dr. Dan Cohen has been called to look at technology and look at personal and spiritual development and merge these together. As technology uses the healing and psycho-spiritual effects of synchronized sounds, vibrations, electromagnetic fields, and how that interacts with us in our nervous system in what we're calling the Soltech chair.
The Soltech Lounge induces profound levels of relaxation that transition over time into deep meditative states. The synchronized sound, vibration, and magnetic fields induce these states. The subject doesn't have to work at it.
To learn more, go to SoltechWellbeing.com. That's S-O-L-T-E-C, Wellbeing.
1230 WBLQ.
We are back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen, and my guest today is Petra Nicole, who is one of the fellow authors in the Life Sparks book of inspiration. Before we continue, Petra, can you please share your contact information with our listeners so they know how to reach you?
Yes, certainly. My website is petranicole.com, and that is spelled P-E-T-R-A-N-I-C-O-L-L. So it's a double L at the end. And anything else, my phone number, I'm not going to give that to the world. Although enough for all of you to call me.
That could keep you busy.
I have a free MP3 meditation tape. When you go to my website, you can sign up for it, and you get a download on that. It's about emotional processing. It's a meditation technique that is wonderful. It's golden light meditation, and it develops one's feelings of nature and co-creates the mystical marriage of your higher soul and consciousness within the body. And it's there are a lot of things that keep us trapped in the world, believing that that things are happening to us and that we're a victim. And this meditation helps you go in and figure out where those dark spots or where those unconscious parts of us are. So I love sharing that meditation, and that is what I do with my Reiki classes. I incorporate that. So that's a lot of fun to share with the world.
Thank you so much for that gift. And I just want to let people know that I will be taking calls on the second half of this show, 1-800-930-2819. And I just wanted to give the floor to you, Petra, so that you can tell us about some more about yourself and, you know, your journey into these healing arts, and just share your story with our listeners here.
Okay. Well, what happened after my coma, the years growing up in Bavaria, you know, it's a fun place to grow up and beautiful. And after my mother passed away, the world was not the same anymore. So I decided to move to London, and I had visions, and they were very profound visions, mostly with Yeshua. And with my interest in art really transformed me. I was very involved with the Salvador Dali movement at the time, and my grandfather was a painter, so I really immersed myself in the art, and I was interested in science. So I read everything I could on Albert Einstein, and I figured out at one point, oh my God, you know, the atom has 99.9% space. You know, what can I create? And I felt sort of this entrapment. I felt trapped within my body because I have been out of my body. So I knew there was something more. And I wanted to find a way to leave my body. And I worked on Fleet Street as a translator. And I'd sit at the computer and suddenly I would just leave my body. But I also had this innate knowledge that somehow leaving my body was not safe, and that I wasn't sure where I was going. So I knew I needed a teacher. And at 18, I had a vision with Yeshua again, where he told me that teachers would come for me, that he would be sending me the right teacher, and that there was a way for me, and that I was needed on the planet. So I decided to do as much work as I could through reading. I was a bookworm, and I was isolated most of the time, living in London, in libraries, spending my time just listening to music and galleries. And I eventually decided to go back to Bavaria. And it was actually, I saw a medium in London who brought in my grandfather's spirit. He had crossed over already, and this medium told me many things. That all happened. Every single one of them has happened. So I saw the medium, Beryl Park, Noam Peter, and they invited me to go back to Germany, and I did. And when I was in Germany, I contacted an old friend of mine, Walter, and he introduced me to my teacher in India, Santokar Singh, and I studied Samat, which is called the Science of Light and Sound, for 11 years. Meditating 12 to 14 hours a day for 11 years. That was a transformation for me, no doubt. But the meditation was about leaving the body at will. So every day you'd sit for hours and hours and hours, leaving the body, doing the mantra and focusing on sound, inner sound.
Yes.
And Do we have more time?
Yes, go for it. Yes.
And then eventually, after practicing this for so many, many years, I realized that I needed to come back in my body. I had a wake-up call. I moved to Mexico, and I fell down the stairs. And they took me to this healer in Chula Vista across the border from Mexico. And she ended up to be the Nahual Indian grandmother of Miguel Ruiz, who wrote the Four Agreements. And she did psychic surgery on me 3 times and told me all these things and put me back together. So that's what introduced me to shamanism. And at that point, I became really conscious of the fact that while this meditation, Susan Mott, was very, very helpful in focusing my mind and making me very aware of what was going on in the universe, also, I had neglected my body system. I was leaving my body so much. So she said that my lungs were shutting down because a part of me had already left the planet, like as if I'm going through a death. And so she said, you need to come back in now. It's time for you to be here.
So I love that because, you know, we have so many wonderful people that are so, you know, when you get into meditation at the level that you have been meditating, it allows, you know, so many insights, but to be able to come back and share those insights with others. What inspired you to do that? Like, because now you're on this path and you're sharing this information and with others, why do you do this?
I can see energy around people and I can see who is in or out of their body. And most people that I see or my students that come for Reiki and emotional processing work with me, I can see when they're checking out, or when they're kind of floating above their body. And I know that if we're grounded, we can really manifest things. And
yeah,
if we can clear the body system, which is a similar work that you do, Colette, then if we can clear the body of any kind of emotional entrapment that happens between the age of 0 to 7, if we can unravel that and clear it, then we can create a different aura. And it's that whatever shines out from our own aura out into the world is like a movie projector. The universe has to play back for us. So if we're projecting fear, the universe has to give us fear. But if we're projecting clarity and light and golden light and love and joy, and fear is absent then the universe can bring to us those events and scenarios.
That's a brilliant, and I love that. And it is so inspiring to hear someone else speak of this and to choose to be able to share this information with others and, you know, be able to inspire others to let go of the sadness of our stories. You know, getting caught up in our old story, once we work through our old story, have you found that most people are able to shift their life into a better place?
Oh, completely. In fact, I'm doing another book right now with 15 of my Reiki students who had such profound changes after doing this work. And we're going to put these stories in a book so that people can understand what that transformation looks like and how it affected the folks out there. And I love watching it. I mean, that gives me the greatest joy in my life is when I see somebody who is so stuck. And then after a few weeks of practicing this, they can actually see through the veil of it and go into this other paradigm, you know, having the paradigm shift. That's it.
Yeah, I love that too, that aha moment when people realize that, you know, that we can shift things and that we can move into a better way of being. And that's why it's such a pleasure to connect with you and to be like part of this book, which is a book of stories of inspiration for people telling, you know, some of their deepest, darkest moments and how they manage to use those moments in their life to shift mm-hmm. their life into a better way and be able to inspire others to recognize that even during the most challenging of times that we do have the ability to be able to go deep for the and get the answers from ourselves, basically by going inward rather than always going outward and asking others for you know, the information that we can find within ourselves. And I
exactly.
It's such a, your energy is so beautiful, and I'm really, really enjoy your work. And I can feel, even as you're speaking now, how you are shifting people into this, like the desire you have to do that. And it truly is really, really beautiful to witness. And I really want to thank you for, co-writing the story along with me and the other authors, and the opportunity for us to do that. Your story in Life Sparks is actually starts on page 35, and and so in that story, you basically go into more detail about your near death experience and what was going on for you, and I just love that how you share. You know, to be able to tell the story and be able to share it in that way, which makes it a lot more fun. You know, when people, you know, we can get really caught up these days in what's going on in the world and feel kind of like nobody understands us. And for you to take your time and your energy to benefit others like this is truly beautiful. And really, it is an honor to share space with you and to connect with you in this way. And I want to thank you very much for, sharing this. Is there any, because we're going to now move into the part of the show where people can call in if they would like a shift for energy. I just wanted to give you an opportunity to give your, some final words that you'd like to say to people here about life in general and your, what you would like to leave with them.
Well, thank you, Colette, for having me on the show. It's such a pleasure. I had to eventually, after many, many years of going through so much darkness and trauma and drama, and we create all these things, we're in the middle of the soup of the illusion. And I'm so grateful that I got to go through this. And for the listener, I just want to say, is that I would say that invite those things that challenge you into your life, because they're always a transformation. There's always the light at the end of the tunnel, and these things are there to wake us up if we can allow them. And that is why I wrote Petra's Ashes, which is coming out on the 15th of September, the transcendental journey, because it went from rising like a phoenix out of the ashes is the theme of this book, of the coma and all of these things that happen in my life. It's a story. It's a good story. It would even make a movie. And everyone has an amazing story. And I love working with people, getting their stories or extracting their stories out of them so that they can look at it and say, aha, this is a story of my life. And that was a great lesson. And I learned X, Y, Z, and now I can move on. Let's create a new story, a new paradigm, a new world.
I just love that. That is so beautiful. And, the fact that we can create a new story and move forward and shift our lives into better. It's very profound, the work you do. And it is an honor, as I said, to be working along with you. Thank you so much for coming on The Truth is Funny.
Thank you. And again, I just can't wait to meet you, Colette.
I know. We will meet in person. I know that will happen soon. As soon as we both are very busy right now with all these books and paintings and all these things that I'm doing and you're doing. But we absolutely will connect in person at some point. Thank you so much once again, Petra, for being on the show. And this is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com, also at Tails, T-A-I-L-S, from thevector.com. If you are interested in my energy correcting cards and paintings that are now available. And also, if you would like information regarding the Energetic Upgrade online program with Mark Kettenbach, you can go to energeticupgrade.com. You can also find me on social media, Facebook and Twitter, at The Truth is Funny with Colette. And once again, a big thank you to my guest, Petra Nicole, for sharing your fascinating story. We'll be right back to take your calls, 1-800-930-2819, to shift your life story into better.
Tune in to The Michael Shane Show, the third Tuesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and connect with the ascended beings to raise your vibration and manifest the life you desire. Get ready to receive healing through the transphysical mediumship of Reverend Michael Shane and the ascended beings. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, Shane.com, and call 425-971-6632 to schedule your full healing session now.
Brand consultant and coach Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're a person with a dream and unsure where to start, or a CEO of a successful company wondering what's next, Jen Morgan and the RAD method empowers you to play to your strengths and focus your competitive edge so you can show up in the world as your most powerful brand. Go to jenmorgan.com or call 206-972-5366.
Are you anxious, worried, or insecure? Hi, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub. I'm the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution. Join me for my next breakthrough video seminar, which starts on September 10th. This program has helped thousands of people worldwide to overcome their struggles with anxiety, and I'm certain it can also help you. If you're ready to be free again and have a stronger foundation of inner peace and confidence, visit the Fear and Anxiety Solution.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Welcome to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am so thrilled that we've created this venue for all of you out there.
Dr. Pat Basile will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
What we have heard is that you want to ensure for us that we keep positive, holistic, uplifting, transformative talk radio on the air. We're excited to bring you the contemporary conversations about Lyme disease.
We promise not to let the light fade on Lyme.
So fasten your seat belts. We've got lots more to share with you in the weeks to come.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio with Dr. Pat and help keep our mission strong on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth Is Funny. And I wanted to thank Petra once again for coming on the show. If you would like to call in and have energetic shifts, you can call in at 1-800-930-2819. I am available for shifting energy for all of you. In the meantime, what I would like to talk about is our life stories and about how they do affect us. With the work I do, the energetic shifts we are able to get in connection with them, find what the energetic weakness is, and then shift it very quickly. And so the work that I do is basically to identify those energetic weaknesses and that we have in our story. A lot of times what happens is people get caught up in their story that they are, with what Petra was talking about, the subconscious mind is formed by the time we're between the ages of one to, born to about the age of seven. And our subconscious mind is basically the experiences that we have as we're growing up. It's, the people that raise us, our parents, our grandparents, our cultural experiences. So, for someone who is growing up in a country that is at war, a lot of times our ancestors have a lot of weaknesses to struggling and suffering because of that. As you can imagine, for people who are, being raised in the middle of a war and being, uprooted, a lot of the times those issues will come up later in life. And so quite often when we're having relationships with other people, whether they be our relationships with our family, our relationships with our coworkers, our relationships with even the country we live in or the places we are, these stories that come up from our subconscious mind can have a very limiting effect on how we're able to move forward in our everyday life. And they quite often will affect our everyday routine. A lot of the weaknesses around that, and as I'm speaking right now, I am tuning into some of these energetic weaknesses just in general, and what I like to call the authentic self triad. That's your body, your soul, and your spirit. We need to understand that we are actually operating as human beings on many dimensions, existences, time and space. And so a lot of the weaknesses that come up in our day-to-day interactions with others are actually held by our what our parents would do if they were in a similar situation, rather than what we would do, or the different cultural experiences we've had. And Petra and I both spoke about how we were raised Roman Catholic, and how some of that those experiences affected our ability to feel like we were 100% connected to source energy. So just wanting to strengthen that for everyone listening right now. Your authentic self is actually your body, your soul, and your spirit. And so if we operate just in the third dimensional world, where we are actually putting our energy only into what's happening in our physical space, and we don't take into affect our spiritual side and what our soul is telling us, we have a tendency to focus just on going to work, making money, doing all the things that we're supposed to do, what we were told that we should do, what we're supposed to do, what we're limited to doing by the people around us. And my goal is to allow people to entertain a more open level, where you could actually entertain the thought that you are infinite potential, and that you have the ability to tap into that potential, and that there is actually very easy to use tools to do that very quickly. And on this show, we quite often do shift people and take them from a place where they're really feeling a high level of stress, and taking that stress level down. And I like to get it down to neutrality. So for those of you who are feeling a little bit of stress right now from going back to school, this is coming up a lot. A lot of people right now, a lot of the clients that I'm connecting with, are experiencing, colds and the flu kind of symptoms. A lot of this is actually coming up on an energetic level right now as a weakness to having to go back to school. And so it's at this time of year, and I've noticed this throughout the years, that our energetically, a lot of people did not necessarily have very strong experiences when they started school, and that they are, those experiences kind of color our ability to have relationships that are strong with coworkers and with others around us. And it actually affects our relationship with our health, with our fitness. It affects our relationship with our daily routine. So many of us have been enjoying the summer and having kind of a lack of routine. And all of a sudden now it's back to school. And what's coming up is financially for a lot of the parents, coming up with the school supplies and all the shopping that's being done. We want to strengthen everybody to that, and strengthen parents actually to their experiences when they were starting school, so that you're not putting those energetic weaknesses unknowingly on your children. And so this is what I'm working, as I'm speaking, I'm working behind the scenes here to shift this energy. You are listening to The Truth is Funny, and I will be right back after this short break. I just wanted to take this opportunity to thank all of you for the wonderful feedback from my other book, The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens. This is a combination of about a decade of work that I have put into this book to actually help people shift as they read it. And I'm getting a lot of very positive feedback that that is happening now. This book is available at Amazon.com and Lulu.com in both the paperback and also in e-copy. And so a word of warning, this book just may trigger the shift of you. We'll be right back after this short break.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com. Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Welcome to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am so thrilled that we've created this venue for all of you out there.
Dr. Pat Basile will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
What we have heard is that you want to ensure for us that we keep positive, holistic, uplifting, transformative talk radio on the air. We're excited to bring you the contemporary conversations about Lyme disease.
We promise not to let the light fade on Lyme.
So fasten your seat belts. We've got lots more to share with you in the weeks to come.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio with Dr. Pat and help keep our mission strong on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
1230 WBLQ.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You are listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We have a little bit of a different format today. We had Petra Nicole on for the first half. I wanted her to be able to share her story with all of you. She's a fellow author on Life Sparks, the new book that is now out on at Amazon and will be out in ebook form in the upcoming week or so, I believe. And I just wanted to, Petra and I were talking about your life story and about how in her work, she likes to have people share their story and then be able to shift it and to get the lessons out of it and move forward. This is very close to my heart. This is what I do. And what I love to do is to shift these very quickly. And so for people listening out there right now, the leading weakness that I'm picking up for everyone right now is the back to school energy. And this back to school energy is quite often sneaks up on us. And we can find that, you know, things that are bothering us about our children, the worries and the concerns that we have for our children going back to school, quite often come up from our story. And so we want to strengthen, you know, our story to be more strong, and so that we can share that with others. And we do have a caller in. Who is this? Is this Will Hatch?
Hello, it is.
Hi. So you wanted to call in and tell us about, you have a little guy that you just sent off to school. Do you want to tell us about that?
No. No, I wanted to call in because I was thinking about my life story. And I noticed that I've got this conflict of interest that's popping up. And I wanted to call in and see if we could shift that today.
Sure. What's the conflict?
Okay. It's about a 9.5 out of 10. And the conflict comes from previous points in my life, looking at people who got things the easy way, had things handed to them, and feeling a lot of disdain for them. And now I'm in this place where I realize that all this energy can be quite easily directed, but I'm holding on to this element where I want it to be hard.
This is not that uncommon. Quite often when people are energetically shifting, they'll get bothered after they shift because they don't have the same bother. And it's kind of like a sentimental sadness. People sometimes will cry when they are letting go of something that was limiting them, because it's kind of became like a best friend that really you find out isn't such a good friend after all. And so we want to just strengthen everybody to recognize that, and you along with that. So, you know, when we look at other people and we see their privilege, that's our perception. And we want to be strong to recognizing that we all have a different way of viewing the world because of our experiences. We're all unique. We all have had different life experiences. And if we don't label those experiences good or bad, positive or negative, and we take the judgment out, then it's much easier to move into a place where we can recognize that for some people, moving into this place, and this is coming up for you, of feeling that you were not even, it's coming up even or have the same amount of to start with. And so one thing that we can do is just recognize that there really is no beginning and there really is no end. Our ongoing story is, you know, lifetimes and lifetimes and lifetimes. So, you know, if it makes anyone feel better, if you're also feeling like Will right now and you are in this position where you feel that you were kind of given a rough start and that other people were given a head start, we want to strengthen that. You can start right now at this moment, allowing your experiences to work for you. And, you know, Will, you were saying this is bothering you, like an 8.5 or 9. What I'm getting is it's bothering you that you're bothered by it more than the fact that, you know, of what happens. So we want to just check in with you right now and just see, has this shifted for you?
In a bit, yeah. I've got this sense of, I've had this attachment to telling that story of difficulty, because then I get to feel like I've overcome something that was incredibly difficult, instead of telling this story of triumph and ease because I overcame something that was incredibly simple.
Yeah, and this is, so we just strengthen everybody to their story listening right now, and you to yours. I don't like to get caught up in the story for long because it's so easy to shift. If we get in touch with this right now for you, it's kind of like being on an uneven playing field. And so if we were to take into account what many people refer to as past life situations and different experiences that we all have had, our different experiences add up to our individuality. And so there only is one version of you on this earth. You're the only Will Hatch out there has the exact feelings, emotions, the life experience that you have. and, you know, the other people around you that are perceiving your story, it is a reflection of their journey that they are mirroring back to you. So we want to strengthen that for everybody, recognizing that all relationships we have are really being mirrored back to us by the people around us. And that once we start to recognize that, we can shift these by just going to our center, putting some energy into our spine. That is like the hard drive of your computer, if you were considered like a binary computer, and then going to your heart and recognizing that that is your soul speaking. So many, many times we're told, you know, we can't amount to, you know, I've heard horrific stories from people, you know, in their educational experiences where they were actually told that, you know, they would not amount to anything. And so we're just going to strengthen. I'm just getting that has been the case for you. And quite often it is the children who are really forward thinking children, you know, such as Albert Einstein, studied with Nassim Haramein. He also experienced this, where if you are not fitting into the classic example of what a good student is, and you're asking questions that are maybe not what the questions the teacher wants you to ask is what's coming up. We just want to strengthen mm-hmm. that for everybody. Really strong relationships with their teachers. And out there right now, actually strengthening all the teachers out there, because there's many, many teachers out there that just love their work, and just strengthening them to be the very best version of themselves, the very best teacher that they can be, and strengthening that for all the students, strengthening the students to each other, and also to their different classmates and to the different activities, the break-in routine from going from, from having like a lack of routine in the summer to going to a very structured routine. And I just would like to check in with you now and just see, like, number-wise, you were at 8.5 to 9. Where are you now?
Somewhere in between -1 and 3.
Yeah, I got 3, actually. And so what happens is when we're energetically shifting very quickly, our perception sometimes has trouble catching up with the energetic shifts. So we're just going to strengthen this for you, and using you as a baseline for everybody going to school, allowing us to move into this place of innocence of the child, of the joy of learning, the joy of experiencing new connections with new people. I'm really enjoying my new connections with all these new authors, and just wanted to thank you for calling in. Well, we've run out of time. How are you feeling now?
Much better. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. And I just wanted to say once again, thank you, Petra, for sharing your story of inspiration. And thank you to all you listeners. I will be available next week. Leroy Maloof will be on the radio show at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time next Wednesday. And we will have a whole hour of being able to call in for energetic shifts. Bye for now. It's been a pleasure connecting with you. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.